VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. Israeli warplanes carried out airstrikes in Gaza overnight in response to rocket fire from the Palestinian territory into Israel. AP correspondent Aaron Heller has more.
The Israeli Air Force pounded militant sites in Gaza overnight, targeting Hamas rulers and the smaller Islamic Jihad group as well. They struck several buildings which they say were home to militant facilities, including the office of the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh.
Heller also says Israelis are taking precautions against the possibility of further Palestinian attacks.
Israeli schools have been closed, and the military has instructed civilians to limit their gatherings a day after dozens of rockets were fired towards the communities around the Gaza Strip. This is a precaution for fear of things deteriorating further. So far, it's been quiet, though, today. And if things stay that way, it appears that schools and everything else will return back to normal.
The latest round of Gaza hostilities prompted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to end his trip to Washington early. That was after President Trump signed an executive order granting U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. That territory was taken from Syria during the 1967 Arab-Israeli Six-Day War and was annexed by Israel in 1981. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has warned his Russian counterpart that the United States will not stand idly by if Russia escalates political tensions in Venezuela. This amid reports that two Russian Air Force planes landed in Caracas on Monday, said to be aboard a Russian defense official and scores of troops. Moscow backs embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, while the United States, along with dozens of other countries, supports opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has declared himself the country's interim president. Pompeo reportedly told Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, quote, "Russian military support of the illegitimate regime of Nicolas Maduro risks prolonging the suffering of the Venezuelan people." This is VOA News. Congressional Democrats are telling the Justice Department they want the full report put together by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. This as Republicans say it is time to move on from the investigation of now disproven allegations of collusion between the Donald Trump presidential campaign and Russia. For his part, Mr. Trump is leading a Republican chorus of critics, blasting those they say were responsible for starting the probe. More on all this from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump says he wouldn't be bothered at all if Robert Mueller's report is made public. Six House Democratic Committee chairs have written to Attorney General William Barr demanding the report and underlying evidence by April 2nd. California Congressman Adam Schiff, who heads the Intelligence Committee, says he still wants to know if the Russians got to Trump or his family.
We have yet to be briefed on the counterintelligence findings of Bob Mueller.
Barr's four-page letter does not detail what Mueller learned about Russia-related contacts during the 2016 presidential campaign and transition period. It also doesn't answer why several Trump associates lied to federal investigators or Congress about their contacts. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The British Parliament has voted to take control of Brexit away from Prime Minister Theresa May. And today begins an effort by lawmakers to consider alternative approaches toward a Brexit separation agreement, acceptable both to Parliament and the European Union. Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy has a report.
British lawmakers on Monday voted to tear up the rulebook and try and seize control of Brexit. The vote means lawmakers will take over Parliament's agenda for one day. That day being Wednesday. It'll then make time for a series of so-called indicative votes, meaning a range of Brexit options will be put forward to see what, if anything, commands a majority. It's an unprecedented move in British politics, but these are unprecedented times. Nearly 3 years after the referendum, the UK is bitterly divided. The Prime Minister's divorce deal has been rejected twice, and just days before Britain was supposed to leave the EU, it's now unclear how, when, or even if Brexit will take place.
That was Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. An independent panel of experts will investigate how U.S. regulators certify that planes are safe to fly after two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliners. The Federal Aviation Administration denies that aircraft companies are allowed to police themselves or certify their own planes. The probe follows a crash in Ethiopia 2 weeks ago and another in Indonesia in October, which combined took nearly 350 lives. Gene Randall, VOA News.